Photos, conglomeration of anti-Trump leftists march on Washington Mall ahead of inauguration. By Lana Shadwick on January 19, 2025. Washington, D.C., what began in January 2017 as the Women's March morphed into a smorgasbord of liberal, progressive, and socialist groups rebranded as the People's March ahead of President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration. Despite broadening protest group categories, the rally failed to muster the size of the initial women's march that followed Trump's first swearing-in ceremony 8 years ago. Anti-Trump was the only thing the groups seemed to have in common. Pro-abortion protesters joined arms with leftists of all kinds to march on Washington, D.C., 2 days before Donald Trump's 2025 inauguration. The Women's March, organized in 2017 to protest Donald Trump's first inauguration, invited LGBTQIA, Democratic Socialists, pro-Palestinian, open borders, anti-militarism, democracy, and climate change promoters in what has been called the rebranded People's March. They professed to meld pro-choice advocates with union supporters and black and brown people from everywhere most impacted by a system that doesn't keep them safe. Police brutality, mass incarceration and colonization, among other left-wing progressives. Speakers took aim at Elon Musk for his pro-democracy efforts to restore freedom of speech on the social media platform X.com. One protester carried a sign saying, "Make billionaires extinct again." Thousands marched to the Lincoln Memorial from three locations in the nation's capital. Kickoff stations were located in downtown Washington, D.C., Farragut Square, McPherson Square, and Franklin Park. The core purpose of the march was to protest Trump's fascist and regressive policies. People's March participants carried signs that said, "We won't go back. When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty, and hate will not make us" great placards. There were what appeared as a handful of pro-life protesters near the main stage for the rally. But they were accosted and silenced by advocates for the myriad of other leftist causes. Anti-fascist leftists accosted pro-life activist Seth Dreyer of createdequal.org. After other pro-choice protesters attempted to cover his anti-abortion sign, the anti-fascist spray-painted his sign. D.C. Metro Police arrived a few minutes later and gathered information about the assault. Only two American flags were visible at the march in the nation's capital. One of those flew upside down. Another flew atop an LGBTQ+ flag. The crowd of a reported 25,000 protesters was predominantly white and appeared to be primarily pro-abortion advocates. The rally seemed to be well-funded, with a seating area and an extensive sound stage for speakers. A Ben & Jerry's tent stood conspicuously in the crowd. One person seemed to summarize the rally's theme while wearing multiple symbols of the various anti-Trump groups. Despite leftist claims that they braved the harsh winter conditions to protest while Republicans and Trump bailed on an outdoor inauguration, the weather was pretty mild on Saturday, with temperatures approaching 40 degrees Fahrenheit. The forecast for Monday's inauguration is expected to bring a high of 22 degrees with an 18 miles per hour wind, bringing the feels-like temperature to about 9 degrees with snow-covered streets and grounds. Lana Shadwick is a contributing writer and legal analyst for Breitbart, Texas. She is a trial lawyer who practices criminal defense and family law in East Texas. She was a Texas prosecutor and family court associate judge in Harris County, Texas.